to continue and move on. We're knocking on the 5 o'clock hour, so if we could get at least one more thing done, if not two. Up next, we have advanced technical training at Spring Creek. Pat Busher is joining us virtually, the district park supervisor. Is Pat with us?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you for being here. Go ahead and begin when you're ready.
Yes, if Nick or Chris could cue up my presentation, please.
Yep.
So as that's loading, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Pat Busher, North Central Park Regional Supervisor here. Here just for a quick update on our advanced technical training that we provided at the Spring Creek Recreation Area this March. This technical training is a brainchild of Parks Operation Team looking to provide enhanced and further training for our maintenance staff. If you could go to the next slide, please. Just a picture of something that we're working on at the Spring Creek Recreation Area. We've got four total modern cabins that we're renovating in the area. Next slide, please. The objectives with the training was to provide our maintenance, field staff, the foremen, park managers in some cases, some specific trade, carpentry, construction, finish work, plumbing, but it was an emphasis to provide teamwork exercise and to engage those so they get to have that knowledge of each other, the skills that everybody brings to the job. And also it was an opportunity to help District 12 with the renovation of these four cabins at Spring Creek that were a 2020 acquisition by the division. So the event brought staff from all four park regions. We had a total of 24 staff that participated in the four-day event, and we have leadership that showed up on one evening to kind of join in the camaraderie with the group. We had the concessionaire there, Jordan Taylor, who was our concessionaire, one of them with the Boathouse Bar and Grill that provided food for the group. So it was a wonderful event, great meals. Next slide, please. So what we were working on with these renovations were decks, siding, trimming, new kitchen cabinets, and some of the suites that are converting to modern cabins. As you can see in the picture, we removed some subfloors. And this is all in an effort to try and respond to an environment where we have increasing contractual and supply costs and try and still meet our capital development budget. Next slide, please. So just some photos. I would just point out that we had less than stellar weather March 6th through the 9th. We had quite a cold front. We had snow, but I can tell you, although the temperatures were low, our spirits were high. It was a fun event. I had the opportunity to participate myself. I have to say, we have a very skilled workforce within our division. Next slide, please. So once again, in a better way to serve our customers, we're trying to develop more technical workforce that keeps our costs and our capital development projects attainable. We're also trying to find staff that have these traits that can assist by teaching others. We found the work to be very rewarding. As you can see, snowfall, we've got the group just like a bunch of eager beavers out there working on siding, decking, finish work. And I think we developed some very good relationships during this event. Next slide. I think I just have some pictures here to detail some of the events that we were working on. You can see we've got staff up there doing maintenance-free permanent siding. We've got staff that were working on building the deck frame. And I would be remiss in saying that Mark Crawford and Jason Cox were very instrumental in providing the technical expertise for this training. We had other people that stepped up, just provided some superior leadership. Also, Shane Swenson and Bailey Beagler up there at at Spring Creek did a great job at accommodating us. Next slide, please. So just some more pictures of some of the work that was taking place. We tried to provide some training opportunities that during this, we found out that some of the staff there had some great experience and were able to pick up and lead the group as well. So we hope that it's training that will continue in the future. And with that, I will certainly address any questions.
Very good. Any questions, comments for Pat? Very good. It's nice to see those guys out there being trained and doing some of that work. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.